Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Today in Business from Wired. Presented by the Salvation Army. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or donate at salvationarmyusa.org. The future of McDonald's is in the drive-through lane. The fast food chain is radically rethinking what the Golden Arches experience looks like, from a new loyalty program to more high-tech drive-thrus. By Brian Barrett. The COVID-19 pandemic has transformed virtually every aspect of life around the globe, but in the case of fast food giant McDonald's, its impact has been less of a catalyst than an accelerant for a process that was already firmly in place, a fundamental rethinking of how fast food works, starting with the drive-thru. Today, at the company's first investor update in 3 years, McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski detailed a new long-term growth strategy that hinges in large part on machine learning and mobile software. That might sound strange for a company known more for its burgers than its bit rates. But given its recent investments, including its $300 million acquisition of Decision Engine Dynamic Yield last year, the Golden Arches can lay a convincing claim that it's as much a tech company as anything else. And given its quick service ubiquity, where it goes, the whole industry will likely follow. The dramatic changes wrought by the COVID-19 pandemic have made that transformation all the more critical. By mid-April, 97% of restaurants in the United States weren't permitted to host in-person dining, according to market research company NPD Group. That makes the drive-thru, where 70% of McDonald's sales have taken place during the COVID-19 pandemic globally in top markets, existentially important. It's a must-do now, says Lucy Brady, who since January has led a new McDonald's digital engagement effort. It's no longer optional. McDonald's says it has shaved 30 seconds off the average drive-through time since 2018. Its future plans hinge on reducing those times even further. The math is simple. Faster ordering means more customers, which equals more transactions. Some franchise locations have already enacted one significant change: a voice assistant taking your order rather than a human, powered not by a name brand like Alexa, but by a service-focused startup called Apprunt, which McDonald's acquired last fall. But the concepts McDonald's is currently exploring involve more drastic changes to its store's footprints as well. Some of those changes, like dedicated parking spaces for pickup orders, have been successfully implemented on a smaller scale by other brands, and maybe even your local farm-to-table. Others are more ambitious, like a drive-through lane exclusively for pickup orders that delivers your food to you on a conveyor belt system. Think of it like the deposits-only window at the bank, except goods flow in the opposite direction. And the company is even considering a concept store with limited or no in-room dining at all, just a kitchen surrounded by drive-through lanes and pickup parking. Remodeled restaurants don't work in isolation. The physical makeover will be complemented by the company's existing app as well as a new loyalty program called My McDonald's, which will launch across the quick service giant's 6 largest markets by the end of next year. Think of it like the Starbucks Rewards program. Members can place orders ahead of time, receive tailored offers, and earn points for food and drink purchases that they can redeem for, well, more food and drink. McDonald's is far from the first or only fast food joint to stress the importance of the internet. Domino's, in particular, has been flooding the zone for ordering options since at least 2016, and chains like Taco Bell and Dunkin' already have active loyalty programs in place. In fact, McDonald's itself already offered McCafe rewards to customers who purchase its coffee drinks. But My McDonald's not only encompasses the whole menu, it extends to digital menu boards and kiosks as well, using geofencing technology to ascertain when a customer's car is within shouting distance of the restaurant. Your order will eventually be timed specifically to your arrival, be it at a dedicated parking spot or an express drive-through lane. The chain will squeeze expediency from other corners as well. Dynamic yield technology, which can adjust a digital drive-through or kiosk menu based on factors like time of day, weather, drive-through times, regional menu item popularity, and more, is already active in 12,000 drive-through restaurants across the U.S. and Canada. Soon, its underlying algorithmic smarts will shape recommendations at a far more granular level, serving up suggestions for individual consumers based on purchase history and other factors, and not just within the app. Imagine what can happen once we start to know, oh, Brian's coming into the restaurant, and what we can do, says Brady. We're quite optimistic that the benefits we're seeing now will only continue to accelerate. Funneling customers through an app is critical, not just for McDonald's, but all quick service restaurants to some extent. While McDonald's will continue to rely on third parties like Uber Eats for delivery, it plans to offer the ability to place those orders within its own app rather than outsource the entire process. All of this digital activity certainly creates a tremendous amount of data, says NPD Group food and beverage analyst David Portalatin. If I walk into a restaurant today physically, unless I'm really a regular, they don't know my name. They don't know what I ordered last time I was there or how often I come. But in a digital world, the algorithm can know all of those things. It can inform better suggestive selling. It can inform new menu development. It can inform limited time offers that are really relevant to specific customer needs. The digital push also raises inevitable questions about privacy and the impact on employment. Many of the more ambitious plans McDonald's has in motion are too early days to know for certain how it will handle the former, although the company notes that it has thus far introduced data-hungry mobile features as opt-in. Wary customers can skip My McDonald's altogether. As for what Apprente and other efficiencies mean for staffing, Brady frames it as an opportunity to relocate workers to other areas, like curbside pickup, that will need more support. And NPD's Portalatin says that the shift to curbside pickup has actually increased the demand for workers across the industry. The restaurant industry has had a labor challenge to begin with, Portalatin says. It's not as if there are people beating down their door trying to work there. Just the opposite. They're having a hard time getting people to work. It's important to remember, too, that these changes will be slow coming to the extent they play out as rendered at all. In combination, we think these initiatives could reach more than 10,000 restaurants across the U.S. and internationally, said McDonald's U.S. Chief Restaurant Officer Mason Smoot at Monday's Investor Update. The company has 36,000 restaurants worldwide. McDonald's has rethought its business on multiple levels, including the introduction of a meatless McPlant burger in a time of general uncertainty worldwide. It's finally reaping the benefits of major technological investments dating back to last year. And the path for all of those efforts to succeed runs in one direction, through the drive-thru lane. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.